Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And today, normally we introduce John Gutierrez because he knows everybody, but today John's under the weather, last-minute cancellation, so I'm going to try and substitute and see if I can fill the big guy's shoes here with a big guest today, Miriam Ramos. We've met her before. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you, Paul. Good to see you again, and definitely missing John here this morning, or this afternoon, actually.
I would normally say, yes, I am missing John, but you brought food today. The number one thing I'm always pushing everybody to do, we do this live at noon here, and I always say, feed the producer, feed the engineer, whatever. You actually brought some food, so thank you.
I got the memo. You're welcome. Thank you for having me on today.
Let's remind everybody the memo. You've been on several times before. Miriam Ramos, I'm just going to read this, see if I miss anything. CEO, founder, Mint Health Insurance Agency. In fact, didn't they do a mixer a couple years or two ago out at your place? You're like in Temecula or someplace?
Yes, we had a huge party. It was a grand opening, a ribbon cutting. So, you know, you guys are always there supporting us as your members of the Chamber of Orange County.
And you're supporting us, bringing food here to keep the poor producer and engineer alive during the lunch day show here. All right, so you're an award-winning agency and you specialize in what? Medicare?
We do.
That's why they stuck me in here, because I'm the face of Medicare today. I'm over 65, and I never found anything to be more confusing than signing up for Medicare. Why is it so difficult, and how do you guys make it easier here?
Oh, 100%. You're not alone, Paul.
We'll talk about some, I don't say that lightly here.
I know. There's so many things when it comes to that time, right? Whether you enroll into Part A, into Part B, what are the different parts of Medicare? What do they mean? How soon should I enroll? Does that interfere with my retirement benefits? There's so many questions.
Let's break down some of those, because everybody's saying, it's no big deal. I'll get there when I do it. No, start thinking about it now. And if you're in it, take a look at what you're doing every year. Don't just be like me and automatically just sign up for the same thing. Whatever you had, you signed up for. So let's break down some of the stuff. I'll give you the most shocking one to me. My wife, who's a couple years older than I am, is still paying a penalty every month, every year, whatever it is, because she was employed at 65 and had full health care insurance and said, I don't need Medicare. I'll be a nice person. I don't take the government's money till I need it. And they said, because she didn't sign up for it, she now has a penalty because, I don't know if that's reversible. We've talked about this once before, if she could go back and prove, but she had coverage and she didn't think she needed it. And because she didn't sign up for it, even if she didn't want it or didn't need it, they're penalizing her. Talk about that.
It's really interesting you bring that up. And it just pertains to all of the business owners out there as well, right? Mm-hmm. They have employees who are reaching that age. And this is where we really come and bring that enlightenment and make sure that we help not just the actual employee or your loved one, mm-hmm. but actually the employer, just to be aware of the forms that need to be filled out to help their employees avoid any late enrollment penalties, is what is called.
Late enrollment? Now, why would there be a late enrollment? She thought she was being a good person. And instead, because she screwed up the system, I don't know why they make you start taking it even if you don't need it, or at least make you sign up for it.
That's actually not exactly the case. So some people get it automatically, and this is probably what happened to your wife.
Okay.
She received her card, and it had both Part A, which is granted after working 40 quarters or 10 years
right.
as a resident or a citizen of the United States. Part B is for the medical benefits. And if she already had credible coverage through her employer, all she had to do was prove that, sign it, send it back. She wouldn't have been charged the Part B premium because once again, she had credible coverage from her employer.
And she did. She worked for a bank.
Some way, somehow, maybe they failed to receive that information. So according to them, it hasn't proved that she had that credible coverage, and therefore she's getting that penalty, which is a monthly percentage of the premium every month.
For the rest of her life.
Exactly. Unless she applies for some programs that are also available that can help with the cost of prescriptions. One of them is called the low income subsidy, and or if she qualifies for a state program, which is known here in California as Medi-Cal, in other states as Medicaid. And if that's the case, there are times where they will actually pick up that penalty. So that's the only time it really goes away, unless she proves
she did have credible coverage
right. during the time she refused her Part B benefits.
And how would she prove that? She'd have to go back and do what? It's been several years now. She just rolled over and said, okay, I got a penalty.
So there's a form, and that's what I'm talking about, as we connect with our community and the employers that are part of the chamber and might have these questions. It's really important that their HR is aware of this form and helps them, or as seniors, or we say now the golden age, right, comes around, we help with...
Doesn't feel so golden when stuff like this happens, let me tell you. So I again, understand. Here you would think Medicare. Okay, she didn't think about it. Nobody... If she got something, it was in the mail, she probably threw it away, didn't look at it. She didn't know anything about it. Nobody she knew anything about it. We didn't have an insurance person. She was getting insurance through her bank. They didn't tell her about it. Nobody told her about this. And now she, because she made this mistake and didn't prove she had insurance at that time, not just then, but forever, she's going to get this penalty. Maybe you can, well, offline, we'll talk again. I think we've talked before, and maybe there's somebody who can help her. I'll bet you help others like that, because that's just one example if you do it wrong. Or you don't do it on time, or you don't do it the right way. Let's talk about some of the other stuff. A, B, C, all these different parts to it here.
Yeah, so we talked about that, right? Most people will get it either automatically once they turn 65.
That's just the Part A, right?
Part A and Part B. So Part A covers 80% of those hospital bills. Part B covers 80% of the medical bills. But then you're left with a whole 20%.
Yeah. Right.
And who's going to help with the cost of the medications, right? Or the coverage of the prescription drugs? That's where we come into the different options someone has.
And one of these is this was now called Part C, where you pick up and somebody else is going to do this. Now, what shocked us, because we're used to I'm self-employed, so under Obamacare, I had to get my own insurance and stuff, and that got pricey. And we all worry about the cost of that. But somehow, then when I turned 65, poof, I qualify Medicare Advantage plans, and there's a bunch of them. Now, not everybody in the country gets us. I guess it's different market to market here. But where I am in hot Southern California here, and there's a bunch of seniors here, and they're all competing for us, our business, I get all these things for zero. I didn't. Medicare, I still got to pay. That was another shock. You still got to pay what? It's $180 a month?
It just depends. On average, it's approximately $185, but it also depends on someone's income. So if it's over a certain amount, then you go through income-related adjustments. So we're not going to throw out a premium here, but approximately there is always a Part B premium.
So the government-free Medicare that I was waiting for isn't entirely free, and yet the extra...
Nothing is free, Paul.
That's what I thought. We're all paying into it our whole life, and I just can't wait to get there. And then finally, there's this for some people in some parts of the country, like here, there's this Part C. Talk about those, these Medicare Advantage plans. Why are they being so generous to compete? Because they're basically taking that over for the government or something, and they're making money on that?
So as you mentioned, or as I shared earlier, you have different options, right? You can stay on straight Medicare, but you need to ensure you add a prescription drug policy, even if you don't take prescriptions, okay? So let's make sure that everyone's aware of that. If you choose to stay on original Medicare, you must at least add a prescription drug plan, even if you don't take prescriptions.
And that's what, Part C? That's called D.
Part D for drugs.
I'm already getting confused. All right, D.
Now, Part C that you're so anxious to talk about, and I love it. Yeah. It's technically what they call the advantages of Medicare Advantage.
Right.
What are they? It's the fact that, yes, these companies have, as a matter of fact, one of our sponsors, Alignment Health Plan, they have a contract
with the
federal government. And in return, instead of you having to pay that 20% for the hospital or for the medical bills, you assign your Medicare to a health plan like Alignment. And what happens is, in return, you have small co-pays. If it, once again, they vary by zip code. It goes down even to counties.
And I don't know if that doesn't seem fair or right, but I guess for us, it's an advantage. If you're in rural America, maybe not so much here.
It's very different. Yeah. And so you talk about those advantages. What are they? Instead of having that 20% co-insurance, like I mentioned, for those benefits, your co-pays here in Southern California, to your point, it's a very competitive market, and they're usually just very low or at no cost.
And they're always throwing in extra things. Maybe they'll throw in some eye prescriptions, or they'll throw in a transportation, or they're always trying to tell me mine's a little better. I got a few more things in there.
So that's part of what we call the advantages of Medicare Advantage. The fact that they're supposed to comply with everything that Medicare covers, and also they get to add additional benefits, like you mentioned. You mentioned a couple of them, transportation or some sort of additional coverage for eyewear or dental, which Medicare, original Medicare, does not cover.
Doesn't pay for, exactly. Okay?
These are what is known as Part C.
So they're hungry to take over that Medicare business, and as such, they're competing with each other to make it sweet. Sign up with me. So how do I know which one to sign up for? How many are there? There must be 100 of them or a whole bunch of them out there to choose from.
There are so many, and a lot of the seniors receive the Medicare and You Guide coming up this September, October. You guys will receive that. And yeah, there's a whole world of Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement plans, prescription drug plans. And to your point, it's just confusing. It's so much. What do you do? In that case, what we suggest, you reach out to your local licensed agent, right?
Like you.
Like myself, anyone on our team at Mint Health Insurance. And what we do is just gather important information, things that matter to you. Who are your providers? What prescriptions are you taking? And then we do the homework for you, right?
And let's dive into that, because that's the last thing I had to learn. So everybody said, we got to take one of these Advantage plans. They have all these extra things. It's an advantage. It's no cost or very little cost. And they all vary and depends on county and zip code and all these other things. But generally, it's a pretty sweet deal. Except you got to go through their network. And what if you got a big problem and you got a doctor that really you trust and believe and I want to stick with them? They're not in your network. Or you develop one later on and you need a specialist. Oops, maybe you should have stayed with original Medicare, because that can go anywhere, anybody, anytime. But if it's a certain doctor and a certain thing, maybe it's in your thing, maybe it's not. So you're rolling the dice a little bit here.
You're not getting married per se or signing a contract forever.
Yeah, right. But for a year.
Options. Yeah. And you have those options. And when you have your trusted agent, it's such a beautiful relationship that you can reach out and say, hey, this is like where my health has shifted towards.
Right.
Or now this is what I've developed. Is there something that you can do to better assist me and my needs? And that's when you come to the expert.
Should I stick with the original plan as is and pay for that? Or should I take all these shiny objects that they're throwing at me in the mail and do one of these things? If so, which one? I don't have a trusted agent. Miriam, am I the only one in America that doesn't have a trusted agent?
You're not. Actually, you know what's interesting? There's approximately 12,000 individuals turning 65 every day in the United States.
Wow.
My phone's not ringing enough. Come on, guys. We're here for you, right?
Yeah.
You need a trusted agent, a licensed trusted agent. And what the benefit of that is, like I said, it's talking about your needs that are specific to you, not to your wife, but to you personally.
And you know why I didn't? Because it must cost me $1 million. I must pay extra to go through
That's
one of you guys here.
That's actually completely false. Our services are at no cost to you. Every health plan that we contract with pays us exactly the same to better assist you.
So why wouldn't I call? Why was I so dumb? Why was my wife so dumb? She relied on her bank and their HR to advise her, or her friends who didn't know, or me who didn't know. And she turned 65 first, so now I knew we had to sign up. I had to sign up for the plan, but I still don't know. You know how I picked my plan?
How did you pick your plan?
Whoever I had under Medicare, under whatever, Obamacare, my private insurance I paid for, they said, we've got an Advantage plan, you can stick with us.
And that's what you have.
I just roll it over.
Yeah. It's the lack of knowledge of knowing that there are entities, right? Individuals that can assist you, once again, at no extra cost. So we typically have lots of seminars throughout the year, and you're welcome to go on our website or on our social media handles and just look up events around your community, or simply pick up the call.
Pick
up the phone.
Call you.
Give us a call and tell us about your zip code or your loved one across the state.
So give us that number and website. How do they reach out to you for free and get all the information that I was dumb enough to do without?
So our toll-free number is 1-888-225-6468.
One more time.
1-888-225-6468. 1-800-648-6468.
Why didn't I know that number? Is there a website or anything else they can go to?
And you know what's even cooler? It's 1-888-225-MINT.
That's it? That's the website?
Oh, that's our phone number.
Oh, that's the phone number. That's the phone number.
The website is minthealthinsurance.com. Same with our social media. We have a following on Instagram, on Facebook, LinkedIn. So there's no excuses. Whether you are someone
Now you make me feel bad. There was no excuse for my ignorance here.
No, you know what the problem is? We need to be out there more.
Exactly.
We need to inform the community. And this is where I find such value in connecting with a chamber like the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
I completely agree.
Why is that? Because you guys just opened the opportunity for networking events, for community events, engagement, getting to talk to other business owners mm-hmm. that have parents or grandparents that need our services.
Community conversations like this where we just talk about it and people admit, like me, I blew it. I didn't do it the right way. I'm still not sure I'm doing it the right way. And I should be calling you, and I will be calling you, because I don't know. As it comes up every year, I get to re-examine this, right? Look at it. Have we got the right carrier?
You have options, to your point, every year, which brings us to that, the annual enrollment period.
Right.
It's coming up. It begins October 15th.
Because there's a window of opportunity. And if you miss it, sorry, you got to stick with it for the next year here.
Or I'll tell you a little bit more about other options, but the main one is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time where you get to shop for your plan.
Okay.
You talk to your trusted agent and you say, hey, listen, these are my needs. This is what has changed. I am now taking this prescriptions. I maybe developed a new condition. Is there something specific for me? And by the way, Miriam, I want to keep my provider and my cardiologist who saved my life.
Right.
So to your point, not only are we shopping for benefits, but we're shopping for things that truly matter, which is your healthcare, how it is delivered to you. So there could be a time where your specialist leaves that network and you're part of an HMO. So you have to stick to the primary care physician
exactly.
you already chose. Then they refer you out to the specialist. Or you have an option to choose a Medicare supplement plan, which we talked about last time, Paul. Right. And this technically gives you that freedom. It is accepted nationwide wherever Medicare is accepted.
That's the original Medicare? Is that what we're talking about?
It's similar, but you have a premium now. This is a private company, right? You have a premium. So I always say, freedom comes with that price tag. Our HMOs may be very low premium or no premium here in Southern California.
I'm really laughing because I was taught this is all free. This is something the government's going to do for us because we paid into it like Social Security and we're going to get it back someday. And you do, but it's not as easy. It's not as clear. It's confusing. It's very confusing. And if you make mistakes, they give you a penalty.
Agreed. And as I mentioned, we have those options. And when it comes to the Medicare supplement option, yes, there are certain questions they're going to ask. You may go through underwriting. The premiums are definitely up there.
Right.
And you must still purchase a prescription drug plan, as I mentioned in the beginning of this interview, right, of this show.
And drugs are the big unknown. We do a show on Alzheimer's, for example, and they've passed a couple of drugs in the last couple of years. First ones in 20 years that might have some impact that doesn't cure it, but might slow it down, might help you improve your cognition, some other things. Some of these drugs are thousands of dollars.
Yes, they are. What did I mention earlier? There are programs out there like low income subsidy. It is based on your income. It is not Medi-Cal. So some people tell me, I just do not want state assistance. That's fine.
That's right. That'd be my wife.
You can see if you qualify for the low income subsidy, which is extra help with prescription drugs. And it truly makes a difference when it comes to those super expensive medications.
And I don't know what the threshold is, but it's a lot lower than I think it should be or would be. We're not talking people that are making $1,000 a year or something, a couple thousand dollars a year. It's probably, like they say in Orange County, if you're making less than $100,000 or $80,000, you're technically qualify for some of these low-income benefits here. That seems shocking to me, but I don't know if that's true or not. But
we're not in that type of environment today where we're going to talk about numbers like that. And that's why it's important that you call us directly.
Right.
So we can have those conversations, right? And have
so you might qualify and you don't think you would.
Exactly. So don't just throw it out the window. The threshold has actually increased. So that's actually really good for a lot of the people that think they have no option.
And it's there for you. Why aren't you using it? Why are we
at least check, right?
Exactly.
Let's give it a try. If you qualify, great. It'll make a world of difference. And if you don't, at least you know that maybe we can guide you with sharing that there are manufacturers coupons. There's always help. There's always resource.
Wow,
we have so many years of experience, Paul, that for us, it's just a no is not an answer. We're going to keep digging. We're going to keep looking how we can assist and help our community.
Well, I want to know that number again. How do they reach you? They're going to call you. I got to write it down here myself here. What is it again?
Please do.
I'm writing it.
So contact us at Mint Health Insurance.
Right.
The number is 1-888.
Right. 225-6468. Is that
one
mint at the end there?
888-225-MINT. Yes.
Mint. Okay. Got
6468.
All right. That's wonderful, and it's important, and it's powerful, and we spent most of the interview talking about it. Let's not end, though, without plugging the event tomorrow that you guys got behind and helped put together, which I got to know more about because I'm a grandparent, and you tell me this is, let's see if I say it right, Dia de los Abuelos?
That is correct.
Did I get close there? My Spanish is pretty weak here, but I understand it's the day of...
You live in OC, Paul.
It's the day of grandparents?
That is. We love to continue to honor our grandparents.
Like
a year ago, I brought this to the Health and Wellness Committee. And once again, it's the...
For the chamber.
It's the importance of connecting with your chamber and the support that they bring so we can all benefit the community, the industry, the businesses all together. And so we launched it last year. It was an amazing event. We had over 140 abuelos show up.
Wow.
And they were able to just enjoy a day where all I really wanted was for us to pamper them. We had food.
Why wouldn't I want to come to that? I'm waiting to be pampered here.
We had food, Paul.
Oh, my goodness. I'll do anything for food. I'll show up for food.
We had, you know, which has also graciously committed to coming out this year again. So thank you, Pollo Norteño. Oh, also Loaded Cafe and Mi Panecito. They have amazing pastries. I'm sure you've had their conchas.
I have. I think they've both been on the show here.
They're amazing. Not only is their food great, but the fact that they just really care about connecting with the community and giving back.
All we these names like Spoons. Yeah, they've done
exactly.
A lot of stuff here.
He's always a helping hand, willing to assist, and just... amount his location was perfect to have events at as well. So it's a give and take. We do events out in the community. We do events out at Spoons as well. And we just have a great time pampering the seniors.
Whole list of group here. The Reich family. I don't know them, but
that was a beautiful donation. The Reich family noticed this event. They inquired about it last year and it was a little after the fact. So this year they were just looking for it. And we really appreciate the fact that they reached out, and they are one of our gold sponsors, so thank you to them.
Scan,
and
some other places here. Who else we got? Optum Health.
Scan is another one of our health plans, right? You talk of plan options, both Alignment and Scan are different Medicare Advantage options here in Southern California.
Alignment Health, several others here.
Yes.
Trying to look at the
Alignment as one of our gold sponsors as well.
I don't want to miss any of it, but there's a whole bunch of them. Go check it out. Where do they find out more about this event here? Where I'm looking on the flyer right here.
I just want to make sure that we make a point that Optum is a medical group. So they are one of our hosts for tomorrow event. We're co-hosting this event, obviously with the Chamber, spearheading Mint Health Insurance and Optum, all coming together to bring all of these benefits, resources, fun, food, prizes, raffles, awareness.
Free haircuts, free Zumba.
That's Lucy's with the haircuts, which we really appreciate. Just come out, get beautified or get a nice trim. Come out looking handsome.
Mariachi Zumba
Mariachi
classes.
Mariachi OC will be there to make the day just brighter with their amazing music. And we also have a photo booth, actually, that was sponsored by EV, and just so many amazing people that came together.
So this
together
is tomorrow. We're doing this live on Wednesday the 3rd. So this is tomorrow, which is Thursday, September the 4th, for those listening live. Tomorrow, September the 4th, at the Delhi Center, who was just in here as well.
Yes.
They have a new director.
The Delhi Center, if you don't mind,
yeah.
For those that aren't aware of the Delhi Center.
I was not. I didn't know there was such a thing. John knew all about it.
It's an amazing space.
Right.
It's in Santa Ana. They're gracious enough to allow us to host the event there. Their room, the capacity to for that room, that space that we're having is about, I don't know, 380, 400. So we're definitely expecting for anyone and everyone, all the abuelitos, abuelitas, to come join us. And if anyone ever wants to do an event there, like I said, they have a huge, clean, newly remodeled space.
Yeah.
And they just opened up a library right next to it.
The community event center, and they do library, they do all sorts of training events and public events like this, community events. I didn't know enough about them, but
they... Food distribution, even.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
All that at the Del... You can look that up, D-E-L-H-I, the Delhi Center in Santa Ana. This is tomorrow, September 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., yes. And the cost is what? Must be a lot of money to go to this thing.
Yeah, to get to enjoy all of these amazing amenities, we're going to ask you to just come in with a big smile.
And that's it?
Say,
I get food, I get raffles, I get mariachi, I get Zumba classes, I get free haircuts, I get fun, I get pampered. Are you thinking of, I'm not going to put myself in this category, but I know people who are ahead of me in these senior years, we're sitting home alone tomorrow.
Lonesomeness is a big deal, yeah. And this is part of the reason why. Number one, just to give back and to get them out of that space and celebrate them. We celebrate Mother's Day. We celebrate Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Why are we not making a bigger deal out of Grandparents' Day? It's a thing. It's September. I can't remember the exact day, but that's why we always do it the 4th or the 5th of September.
It's a great idea, and I applaud you.
Thank you, Paul.
I get the benefit to another way to reach out to the senior community. Maybe you can help them, teach them a few things. But it's more than that. It really is. You guys care. And I'm just amazed at how many people like that come together. There really isn't any direct payoff for this. Yeah, you're all hoping to reach a senior population. Maybe you can provide some services. But beyond that, you're really just caring and taking care of people, many of whom are alone, and there's nobody there caring for them. Or if they are, they're busy, they're tied up, grandma and grandpa, the abuelas, and are sitting home watching TV.
Yeah, so I encourage you, if you have any of your abuelitos, abuelitas, any of your employees, give them the day, give them their lunch break so they can come and join us and have a great time with us. To your point, it's truly the community coming together. So thank you to every single one of our sponsors, and thank you to the chamber.
Is that why you brought me food?
And yourself.
Because I can't be, I'm a grandparent, so is that why you're feeding me here today?
I want you to come, Paul. I invited you last year. I'm busy.
I'm doing shows here all the time, but it's a great idea and a wonderful needed service in the community. Tomorrow, September 4th, 10 to 1, totally free. Bring your grandparents, show them a good time, show them you care, celebrate their life, and maybe, just maybe, they'll learn something along the way, like I should have learned about Medicare and all the other plans and programs out there to assist our seniors in life. Hey, we earned it, we deserve it, we should be taking advantage of it.
You do, definitely.
All right, thank you so much for joining us once again. I hope we see you at least, you can come in more than once a year. I appreciate you, Paul.
Thanks for the invite.
Okay, you don't have to just wait for Medicare enrollment plans to come around here again.
Awesome.
But say the name of the event again so I don't miss space.
Tomorrow, Dia de los Abuelos, translates to Grandparents' Day. September 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're waiting for all of you and to have a great time.
Do they have to sign up or just show up?
Please give us a call, actually, to RSVP. We just want to make sure we have enough of everything to continue to make it a party.
And what's the number? Is it your number again?
Here? It is our phone number, 1-888-225-6468.
All right. We'll see you all there tomorrow. Thanks for coming by.
I hope to see you there. See you all.
Okay, there it is, folks. I hope I filled in okay for our missing host here today. John, we hope you get feeling better, and we'll see you again next week right here in Orange County's only community radio station. We meet our community, because our community is your community. Brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.